See a snowfish in this weather. I appreciate it. Last week we completed some Reish Lamed Beis. Just to finish up, just to reiterate some of the yisaidis which came at the end of Reish Lamed Beis, three important yisaidis. One was a klal of Ein Hochem V'mama Nacha Arayv. And we discussed that there could be a difference between taking from a lokeach or a meichav. Second klal, which was the minig of the lokeach. If somehow we know that the lokeach always buys it for a specific purpose, then we have to assume that that was the application he purchased it for. But the third, which we're going to go into tonight, is again in Reish Lamed Gimel, is a concept called domim madim. If the price was a you can purchase something for two different applications, and the price is indicative that you purchase it for one type. Or let's say by Mumin, if I purchase something very cheap, then I could assume that the reason why it was so cheap is because there was a defect in it. Then there's a concept of Domim Adim. The Domim will, the price will give us an indication to what he purchased it for, and that might prevent him or other might cause him to tie him back, depending which way it was. Maybe he purchased something and he spent more money, so then it would be a raya that he obviously intended to purchase it for the high use. In that case, which we discussed last week, was a shor, which had two applications. One was l'radya for plowing and one was for shechita. Generally, people paid more for plowing. If he paid the plowing price, then we assume that he purchased it for plowing. But we're going to get into more in Reish Lamed Gimel. Let's just start. Tonight, Mi'at Hashem, we hope to cover Reish Lamed Gimel. Reish Lamed Gimel only has one sif. It's really a continuation to the concepts that we had in Reish Lamed Beis. Reish Lamed Beis, we had the idea of mum, which is that we didn't discuss anything at the time of the sale. I just purchased an animal or a car or a baguette, whatever it was, and it came out that it was defective. Well, there's an understanding when I purchase something, it cannot have a certain defect to it. Every item has its own understanding, but whatever is acceptable, that's fine. Whatever is not acceptable in the minig of Hamadina, then that's considered a defect. Tonight we're going to discuss cases where it itself might not be a mum, but the reason why it is a mum is because we specified, which is a concept of Shnei Minim and Yafes Verayis, which we'll see. Let's start. It's Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. If someone sells to his friend a min mimine peris, a type of fruit, let's say he was interested in purchasing apples, and it was delivered to him a different min, he got delivered oranges. This is not a good mechor, and both of them could be choizen. Now this is in contrast to Simur Reish Lamed Beis, where something was defective. Here there's nothing defective other than I didn't get the item I wanted. I wanted apples, I got oranges. I wanted a certain type of vichir, and I got a different type, which is totally different, has a different use, a chair and a table, let's say, and that's considered a mekach tois. It's considered shnei minim. And then Mechav is going to give a bunch of examples. Ketzad. He wanted white wheat and he got reddish brown wheat, or yipcha, or yain vinim tachoimet. He was interested in purchasing wine and he received vinegar, or yipcha, or vice versa, or etzim shal zeisim. He wanted olive wood, vinim tu shal shikma, or yipcha. Well, these are considered two different types, and this is considered shnei minim. The reason why the Mechaba calls these shnei minim, the Gemara says, because some would like this type of wine, or actually it's wine and vinegar. Some are interested in wine and some are interested in vinegar. Slav Davka wine is better than vinegar. It could be, let's say the person needs vinegar for his recipe, and he got wine, it's not going to serve him well. He needs vinegar. Or the case of different types of wood, if certain wood you could do better, besides that it could be beautiful, you know, each one has aesthetic purposes, but if I say certain woods you could work with and create different items, and if you had was interested in purchasing one type of wood and you got a different type, the concept is shnei minim. It's two different types. And let's just theorize the machab and we'll get back to it to understand why shnei minim, shnei mechaylam laksa behem. Let's see. But let's say it's the same type. You wanted oranges, and let's say there's grade A and grade B and grade C, and you asked specifically you would like grade A oranges. Minim tu rois, and it was delivered to you grade B oranges. That concept, this is class 2, this is considered yofis minim tu rois. That, the halach is lokeach yochel laksa, but the lokeach could back out because he got something inferior. Afilu lo nisana biskum, even though he wasn't cheated in the price. Could be, let's say, the price was the same, or could be that he initially paid less, but he got this inferior product. He wasn't interested. He's mak, but he needs dafka grade A oranges. But the seller cannot back out because the seller wasn't hurt whatsoever. He was supposed to deliver grade A, and he delivered and said grade B. Faket, he remained by him grade A. So he benefited from this mix-up. So the seller has no right, there's no recourse. He has no right to break the deal. But the lokeach has a right to break the deal because he was interested in a certain product, a better product, and he was delivered in an inferior product. And the Mechaber says, afilu hukru, even afterwards, let's say the price went up. So now the seller is crying bloody murder because, let's say, for an example, grade A oranges is $1 and grade B oranges is 90 cents. And he was supposed to sell him grade A and he sold him grade B. And now all of a sudden the grade B oranges went up even above the price. That's why it went up to $1.10. So now the seller, or even $1.20, the seller has an excuse now. He would like to back out, say, Taka, there was something wrong with the deal. Give me back my grade B oranges, because like this I'll profit, because I can sell it to someone else for $1.20 rather than to you that I sold it for you for $1 or 90 cents, whatever it may be. The Teretz says, no, he has no right to back out, because at the time of the sale, nothing was wrong on his end of the deal. He wasn't cheated whatsoever. It was only the lokeach who was cheated because he was supposed to get grade A oranges and he got grade B. So this is the concept of yofis v'nimtzurois, where the lokeach could back out and not the seller. In contrast to the first case of the mechab of shnei minim, two different types where both could back out. We're going to get to it soon. V'machon, the mechab just continues another example of yofis v'nimtzurois, an inverse case, which what we call is rois v'nimtzu yofis. V'macholoi rois, if he was supposed to deliver rois, an inferior product, v'nimtzu yofis, and he delivered a better product. So now the seller is cheated. The seller says, I wasn't supposed to deliver you such a good item. I'd rather have that to sell it to a different customer, or I'd rather keep it for myself. Afilu lo nisana biskum, even though, again, there was no difference in price. It wasn't a point because it was on no. Still, moicha yachal lakzavoy, the seller could back out because he was ripped off. The mix-up hurt him, but lokeach cannot back out because he wasn't hurt whatsoever. He was intended to buy rois lechatchila, grade B oranges, and he got grade A. Adarav, he benefited from this, so he can't back out. It's only the seller could. Afilu humhozel, even though now the price fell, and now he's going to complain and use this as an excuse to back out. Tough luck. At the time of the sale, it was a good sale on your end of the deal. You have no right to back out. It's only the seller, in this case, the one who was cheated, has the recourse to back out. So this is the second step. You have the first case of Shnei Minim, and you have the second step called Yofis v'nimtzu rois, or rois v'nimtzu yofis. Now, by Shnei Minim, we said the halacha is that they both could back out, in contrast to Yofis v'nimtzu rois, where only the person who was nis'ana, the person who was cheated, could back out. There's a machlokes rishonim why, by Shnei Minim, both could back out. Some learn simply because every Shnei Minim, since they are, the Gemara says, some would prefer this item, some would prefer that item, so it's built in every Shnei Minim, it's like Yofis v'nimtzu rois on my end, and rois v'nimtzu yofis the other way around, but you were cheated, but means the seller was also cheated. For example, let's say he was supposed to, let's take an extreme, he was supposed to deliver a chair, and instead he delivered a table. So the person, the lokeach who wanted the chair, is crying, he's saying, look, I was cheated, I was supposed to get a chair, you delivered me a table, maybe it's the same price, but I needed a chair. So I have a right to back out because I didn't get what I wanted. And the seller on his end of the deal also is crying, he's saying, look, I was cheated because I was supposed to deliver you the chair and keep the table for myself, and instead I gave up my table to you, I delivered you the table, so I also have an interest, I prefer having the table, and that's why I could back out. They both could back out because to both of them it was like a yofes v'nimtzu rois. Each one was cheated.
It's not what I bought. Why is this still
within
the argument then of
Mekatois? Is only when you have a mum, a defect. There's nothing wrong with this table, there's nothing wrong with this chair. The only thing is, it's a different item.
It should be even more reason.
Let me go to the next step and then I'll discuss maybe what's bothering you. The first set of Rishonim hold that the reason is because they were both cheated. It's like Yofis v'nimtzu rois on both ends of the deal. The second Rishonim say that since it's an extreme, there's something inherently wrong with this sale because I ordered one thing and I got delivered another, that itself, whether I was cheated or wasn't cheated, that itself is grounds for a Mekach Toys, because obviously something was built in, something is wrong here. This is not the way the deal was supposed to go. This is not the deal that was structured. And that's the reason why you could back out, because there's something wrong inherently in the deal, and that gives a right for both parties to back out. But what I'd like to point out is, maybe what's bothering you is, contrary to popular belief, if someone orders a chair, and let's make it an extreme case, and he gets a car or a table, let's say, instead, it's not pshat that this is not what I ordered and the whole thing is a joke and nothing took place. No, there was a mechira took place. There was a kinyan made on this box, and I opened up the box and it was the wrong item. And I own this table now, even though I never intended to buy the table. Just I and the seller both have a right to back out. But if we opt not to back out for whatever reason, I don't have to make a new kinyan, he doesn't have to make a new das makna. The mechira went through. I made a kinyan and the mechira worked. I made a kinyan on this item. I didn't know what the item was, but the mechir worked. Popular belief is, look, if it's not the product that I ordered, then obviously nothing was done. It's not true. You see from here, even if it's yain v'nim tzuchoyim, it could be totally two different items. The vod is that when I went into the deal, I purchased this item. When I find out that this is not the item I wanted, so that's grounds to complain. It's grounds to call the deal and say it's a Mekach Toys.
I ordered apples and I got a stereo system.
No problem. You own the stereo system. Just both you and the seller have a right to back out, because you were interested in apples, not a stereo system, and he was interested in delivering you an apple and not losing his stereo system. So both you have a right to back out, but if you don't back out, the Mekach is kind. You made a kinyan on that. He made whatever kinyan he made on the apple, what he thought to be an apple, when he got it, either chotza, hadba, meshicha, whatever it might be, chalipin, whatever it might be, with that he was koina whatever item he purchased, and he just has a right to back out. Let me give you two examples.
What difference does it make if he's kind of...
Let me give you two examples.
Each one has a way to back out.
When you go back to the other person and you tell the other person, look, this is not what I got, and that's grounds for Mekach Toys, and right there the Mekach is bottle. Correct. Throughout, the whole Reish Lamed Beis was like that. Saibai, let's take this typical example of mum. I ordered something was defective. It's not that the deal is memela batal. I have to go ahead and complain and go to the Mekach and say I would like to be mevatel the Mekach because it was defective. When you enter into this complaint, when you enter the complaint, then the Mekach is batal. Till you file this complaint, the Mekach is kain. Veshnei minim, it's the same thing. Let me give you two examples why I'm making an issue out of this. First of all, is that we know halach and reish lamed beis, that if a person buys something and it comes out to be defective, and he doesn't go back to the seller in time, whatever that means, a day, 2 days, whatever, it's considered normal to go back to the seller. If he doesn't go back, the shahiya, the delay, is a mechila, and he no longer can complain. So in this case, if a person ordered a stereo and got a bag of apples, and he noticed the apples, he should immediately go back to the seller and notify him. If he doesn't notify the seller and he delays, the shehiya will bleib a mechila, as I move on the Chuvas Radvaz. That a shehiya delay would bleib a mechila here, just like it bleibs a mechila by mum. Now, the only way we can understand this, if we make this hanocha, we establish that really there was a mekach, really there was a kinyan, just have a right to back out, and by me delaying constitutes a mechila on my right to back out. But if nothing ever happened to begin with, and I delay from today to tomorrow, it doesn't mean I own your suit. I never made a kinyan in your suit. Sorry? It's not clear, but it has to go. I'm sure every item is different and every, how easily it is to go back to the seller. But it has to be immediate. A day, 2 days, the Rishonim say, as Aloshin, a day or two. That's Aloshin, but it's obviously every item is different. But you can't wait a month to do that. And that would be a mechila. Now, if the item has a clearly a 30-day return policy, there wouldn't be a problem, not because of this. It would be a different thing that you have a 30-day money-back guarantee, you can go back and move out the Mecca whenever you want. But right, but the Shia itself, the Shia, the delay blives the Mechila. And the only way... Well, the delay after 30 days, you would have... No, the delay before the 30 days might blive the Mechila on the item that you purchased. Mitzad the mum or mitzad the shnei minim. You still have a right to go back to the store for 30 days, even if everything was fine, because the store owner gave you a 30-day money-back guarantee. But in absence, let's take a normal case, maybe that's not normal, but in a local store, you buy something, there's no policy that you can come back. Or let's say you first notice the mum after 30 days, you notice this defect, if you delay in coming back, that will be like a mechila. So that's one nafka mina. Another nafka mina, let me go to the next step, is that we have a halacha in Reish Lamed Beis called hishtamshus. If I purchase something and I find it to be defective and I use it nevertheless, I purchased a siddur and I noticed that there was something defective with it and I used it anyway. I purchased a gown for a chasana and tonight was a chasana. I noticed a defect. I need it for the chasana, so I decide to wear it anyway. Well, at that point, it constitutes a mechila. You cannot use something which doesn't belong to you. The basis is that since you would like to retroactively turn back this mechira, to go back to the seller, means retroactively you never owned it. So with what right do you have to use the seller's dress? Elamai, you continue to use the seller's dress, then must be that you never intended to give it back. It was a mechila, because if you would have, you would be a gazan. You don't want to be a gazan. So the shtamshus would constitute a mechila, and that would prevent me from going back to the seller. When this is Maisim B'Choyam, I would say half the Megaktois issues are settled by this, because people don't realize this, and they continue to use it, and right then it's a mechila, and it's all over. Well, what would be over here? The Achreinim Kler over here too would Ashtamchis, if let's say, back to your case, I ordered a stereo and I got a bag of apples and I grabbed it, was making apple pie and I decided to use the apples, would that be a mechila? Well, Ashtamchis, the Achreinim would like to say, might be a mechila here too, even by Shnei Minim. And again, it only could be based on the principle that really you have a mekach, you have a schus to be mevatel the mekach. If I am mishtamish with the item and I'm moichel my tviya, so therefore I cannot go back. And the Achreinim give different sources, maybe why here it's more severe that my ishtamshus might not constitute a mechila. I would suggest the following chilek, perhaps this is what a Machna Frayim might mean, is that what is the yisoid why ishtamshus blives a mechila? Normally, like I said, the reason is because if I want to give it back, then it belongs to the seller. If I would use it when it's a seller's, I'm a shoshal imidas, I'm a gazan, I have no right to use it. So by me using it, that shows that I don't want to give it back. That shows I'd rather keep it for myself because I would never want to be a gazan. So to avoid becoming a gazan, must be my usage is a mechila and I want to keep the item by me and therefore I won't be a gazan. Now by a case of shnei minim, with halach is that they both could back out, there it's going to become a little more difficult to say that my ishtamshes is a mechila. Because what am I going to say? The reason why I used it is because I never intended to give it back. Because had I intended to give it back, I would be a gazan on its usage. So therefore, to avoid becoming a gazan, must be I don't want to give it back, and it's mine, and that's why I used it. Yeah, that would be good by imum, but by shnei minim with halach is that the seller has the right to back out by his own right, not because I'm backing out. Even if I decide to be meichel, the seller still has a right to back out. So we're back to the question, why in the world are you using an item which might not belong to you? Even if you decide to be meichel on your end of the deal, the seller could decide, look, I still would like it back. I gave you up a stereo. I want my stereo back, or whatever the case was. And therefore, you have no right to use a stereo, or let's say for some reason the seller wants his bag of apples. You have no right to use those apples in that case. And therefore, your shtamshus would be a gzela anyway, because he could pull the deer. So you can't come to the conclusion. Normally we come to the conclusion to avoid it becoming a gazlin, you would opt it to be meichel and keep it. That's good by mum, where only you have the right to back out. So the second you opt to keep it, that's it, it's a done deal. It's yours.
Well, it's long enough that you should use it. It means that you were
sheared. No, you can have... No, if you have sheared... One second. The seller... Let me preface. First of all, hishtamshus could be done before this man shehir. Let's say she is 2 days, right? I could use it immediately. Second of all, the seller doesn't have that limitation of shehir, because the seller doesn't know. Until the seller knows, he's fine. The seller might come back 3 years later, just like the lokeach. It's mashman and makaba, right? Yecholim laksa behem. Once he finds out, then he has the share of shehir. He can't delay. Then he has the hishtamshus to become a mechila. Because money doesn't know, if I purchased something and I didn't realize it was a different type of material, I purchased olive wood and I got maple wood and I didn't notice the difference for, I don't know, 6 months. Once I notice the difference, and if it's considered a difference, then I would have a right to be mevata the mecca. There is no time limitation to find out. It's only once I find out, then I have my limitation. I can't use it and I can't delay. Well, the seller has no idea that he delivered the wrong item. So the seller has forever to back out, or at least that is forever to find out that he delivered the wrong item. And in that window, before he was Michael, I used it. So how can we jump to the conclusion to say that my ishtamshes is a mechila if the seller, when he finds out, he might turn the deal and I'll still become a gazan? So our korchuk must be I'm kal and I'm not sensitive to the isachoma of gzela. Instead of
then, when
does
it become
gzela? Lemafreya. 100%. Either the mechila lokeik min koiza retroactively undoes the deal. So kumtoy said yesterday you never owned it, so yet today you had no right to use it. And therefore, if you use it today, you're a gazim because it wasn't yours. You're a shor shalom midas. So therefore, to jump to the conclusion that say the ishtamshes hit should be mechila is a little more difficult than over there, because here, anyway, you're a gazim, or anyway, you're a potential gazim. So maybe just that's why you use it, because you don't mind becoming a gazim.
And just... Remember that place where the guy didn't use it in the meantime. He was a gazim?
Every mekach toys where the guy used it after he noticed the mum? Now, if he didn't notice the mum, so he's not a gazim because he thought it was his and the meicha gave it to him that it should be his. But the second he notices the mum and he would like to give it back, so it's coming back to the seller, why are you using the item? And if you know that the seller might find out and back out of the deal again, why are you using an item which might not be yours?
Every time it's his case, let's say we sold the more expensive one. Every time if he uses the meantime, he has to worry that maybe the guy's going to be crazy and it comes out of a gazim.
Correct. He has also another problem. Once he knows it could be a ribbis issue, but yes, definitely mitzvah zela. Right? If he knows that the seller could pull the deal, he has no right to use the item.
Practically speaking, like, yeah, you have to call him up and tell him to deliver the wrong
deal. He has to tell him right away. He can't use it.
Why did you assume that the seller didn't know that he's selling the wrong stuff? Maybe he thought he asked for grade B.
If he thought that he asked for the for grade, we're talking about two different items. Let's take Shnei Minim. He thought he ordered a jar of vinegar instead of wine. So good, but it doesn't make a difference that he was cheated knowingly or unknowingly. It was the wrong deal. For both? You think the Mecha Bedavka sold it like this? You have no proof for that. You have no proof. People make mistakes when it comes to delivering furniture. Sometimes it happens. Like you were supposed to deliver one, a leather couch, and it came out a different couch.
Right. The second thing is that maybe the moch is a shear. He doesn't know what he's selling.
It happens. Mistakes happen, and mix-ups happen. Mix-up happens. It's not b'chdei she'ena das toya. We have a concept b'chdei she'ena das toya blives a mechila. This is a mistake. It's a natural mistake. It's a fair mistake that was made, and therefore, it's a mekach tois from both ends. If you could prove, if you know for sure the seller knew what he was doing and he sold you the wrong item, then it will be a mechila on the seller's end. But in absence of proof, you have to assume that he made a valid mistake.
This case, when you just admit, why is the king of Kal, why is the son of Das Machmen, Das Queen?
Okay. Let me hold off on that. I'm getting to it right now. We'll try to develop the concept a little more.
I just have one more question. But if he found out about it, but he thought he didn't know the halacha, so he thought he was stuck. I gave him the wrong thing, but I gave him and I'm stuck. Now he finds out that he came to the shir. He made a mistake. When you go back now.
Unfortunately, the Pesach Teshuva brings down from the Rosh, Taisa Rosh, like Abiyon Noah, other places, some of all like that, not knowing is never an excuse. You can't get around the halacha by saying, I'm an Amoris. We assume that a person is either mechuyv to know the law, to know the halacha, or we assume that subconsciously he knows, he entertains his probability or the possibility he's going to return it, and he's using it anyway, so it should bother his conscience. Why is he using something that's not his, and that therefore constitutes a mechila?
The oneness of this, if I go into your store owner and I go and order furniture by you, and we go and we sign a contract, I order this and this furniture, and we sign off on it, and you're supposed to deliver it, and you send me the totally wrong products, there's still a mechila that...
The second, what happened? Let's just play it out. The person, you ordered a love seat, and you got a couch, and the couch was delivered to your house, and you told the men to bring it in, they delivered it, they parked it in your living room. At that point in time, you made a kinyan chotzer on this item, whatever item is in this box. I don't know if couches come in boxes, but let's say you didn't notice it or you weren't home, or whatever it was. And that was delivered, you made a kinyan chotzer on this item. That was a kinyan made. Now you found out there was the wrong item.
Why did I make a kinyan
chotzer? Well, if it was
storage.
One second. If it was the right item,
right.
When did you want the kinyan to be chal?
When I
pay it. Well, but money is not koina. Money is no kinyan. Kes is not koina. Right. So when you make the kinyan, the second they deliver it and park it in your living room, at that point in time, you were koina this item with chotzen. Now you found out that the item which you intended to purchase wasn't this. So now you have a problem with the deal. You made a kinyan on this item, you were coin, you had intention to buy whatever was in this box, and it came out that the wrong thing was in the box. Just like you had intended to buy whatever in the box, and the right thing was in the box, but it was ripped, and was a mum, which is your koina, just you have a schus of a mekak toys because it was defective. So too, if it was the wrong item and totally, you had an intention to buy and make a kinyan on whatever's in the box, and the seller was intended to sell what was ever in this box, and therefore, even though it was a mistake on both parties, the kinyan was chal what was ever in this box, just you both have a schus to be choyza.
So like half after he gets the sub and say, you know what, I know it's not what he ordered, but I like it.
And you can keep it, correct?
But I don't like to pay for this item.
The lakek, the
original lakira, the bottle. But let me pay separately for this item.
But how are you allowed to be coined as something against the wishes of the seller? The only way you could do, if you go back to... No, if you go back to the seller and you want to structure a new deal, you could always have that option. We're talking about you purchase something. At that point in time, if you'd like to use it, you might. It's again, it's a shaila nekrayna, and you might ishtamshes my konstitutu mechila, and you stuck with it. The seller on his end could still back out if he didn't like because there was difference in price. If you assume that you ripped off the seller in a chanami. If you want to buy this new item, it means you really want to move. I don't know. You really want to move out of this item, and then buy a new item. You can't make a unilateral deal. You have to speak to the seller and see if he's willing to go through with this new deal. Okay, so that you have to discuss with him. You can't have a non-sadi to buy something. All right, let me. We're getting bogged down here. Let me just go back. Let's go back to halacha and Simon Reish Lamed Beis Sif Yud Ches. And it was something that you pointed out then. I don't know if you remember. In the end of Sif Yud Ches and Reish Lamed Beis, there was the following story. The Ramah brings down Vimkana Asir Sadova Becheskas Bedil. You have a middleman who purchased what he assumed to be was tin from a guy, and then he sold it to Shimon. We'll say Reuven is a middleman, Shimon is the customer, and the guy was an original seller. So the middleman purchased it from this guy and then sold it to Shimon. And then he noticed in between that there was silver or gold inside this bedil. The halacha is that since the middleman did not know, was unaware that there was really gold and silver buried inside this tin, so for all practical purposes he only purchased tin, so his kinyan was on tin. Then when he sold it to Shimon, and Shimon found it. Now, who found the Avedis Hakam? Who found this gold treasure inside this item that belongs to a guy and you don't have to return it because Avedis Hakam is Mota? Was Shimon. So Shimon is Koina and Shimon owns this gold. And we don't say that the middleman owns the gold which was buried beneath this tin, what he thought was a bar of tin, and inside it was gold. Now, Lechaira, this halacha and this Ramah is against what I'm saying. Because had we established that really the middleman or any person who buys Shnei Minim really owns what he purchased, just he has a schus to be mevatel the mekach, well, this middleman, when he found out it to be gold, he has no interest in being mevatel the mekach, so let him keep this gold, and then when he sold it to Shimon, he should be able to tell Shimon a bit of mekach and give it back to me, the middleman talking, give it back to me because I sold you something which was supposed to be tin, inside was gold, I would like it back, and it should be a mekach tois between the middleman and the lokeach. No, but this case of Caesar wasn't just that he was a broker. He actually was like a middleman. He was a wholesaler. He purchased it from the guy and he owns it, and then he sold it and he flipped it to the lokeach. So lokeach, the second he made the kinyan, he should own the item, whether he knows about it or not. He should own the item. I'm going to say your teres. 1 second. He should own the item, and then when he sold it to the last person, then it should buy like shnei minim between him and the last person, and he should get it back. Why is it Ramon Nemon that the lokeach owns it? Why should lezachah by a seirsa me'olam holy v'lo yada by, since he was unaware that it was there, the seirsa never owned it ever. So it's a problem. The teres lechari is, and it fits for most Shatim, the Teretz Lachari is that, what is that halacha based on? Now, halacha is based on a principle that a chotzer cannot be koineh something which is not shchiach to come and not shchiach that you're going to find out about it. It's based on the Gemara which says you buy a house and inside the wall, inside the attic, there was a treasure. When you purchase the house, you had no idea that there was a treasure there, so you do not own the treasure. The treasure is a separate aveda by itself, and whoever finds it, keeps it. So too, this is this case. The case was that I purchased a bar or an item of tin, and inside it was a treasure buried. It wasn't pshat that it was really gold, and I purchased, like Shnei Mina, I purchased a tin item and I got gold instead. It was an item which was tin, and inside, buried in there, there was gold. It believes that particle of gold inside there, was an aveda. And therefore, since a chotzer, in this case, it wasn't shchich to find out about it, so the minimum person never owned it, because his chotzer could not be koina that item, and that's why the last person gets it. Mashenka, in our case, was, if I'll purchase something, apples or stereo, whatever these cases are, I see what I got, afterwards I found out, but I purchased this item, it was a whole lot. It wasn't that there were apples buried inside the stereo. It was apples instead of a stereo, and therefore, blives like the regular concept of shnei minim, that I really own these apples, just have a schuz to be mevata the mecca. That's l'chayre the pshat in that Ramah. The problem is that the Ir Shushan and the Avodah Zarah brings it down, the Pesach Teshuvah brings it down, holds that the case over there was, even if it was white gold, let's say, and they thought it to be tin, and really the whole entire block, the whole bar was really gold. And even there, the Ir Shushan says that the halach is that the lokeach owns it and not the middleman. And the chayr, that is mamish neiminim. You went into a deal thinking that it was tin. It came out to be gold. You made a kinyan on this. The sifsa obviously owned this. He picked it up and he flipped it to the next person. And the Ramah says, he never owned it ever. Why didn't he ever own it? L'chayr b'sh neiminim, you really do own it, just you have a right to be mavat to the mekach. L'chayr, it's a stira, l'chayr, at least to this Ir Shushan. I don't have a teretz to this. I asked this kasha to a number of gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, and I don't have a satisfactory teretz, other than to argue with the Ir Shushan, let's say, and say like the other chayrin, and that part. Over here, the Lashon HaMechab is definitely mashma that Shnei Michoin Laksa, but you have to file a complaint. And until you file the complaint, Avada Yekoina. There's Mavu like that in many, many Rishonim, Taisis and Maram, others. Avada by Shnei Minim, really you have a Kenyan, just you have a schuz to be Mavata the Mecca. Okay. Yeah, but he said Enka Mencha, which means Shnei Michoin Laksa. They both could be chosen. He doesn't stop over there, which is like in Reish Lama Dalet, there's a Lashon HaMechab like that, where he just says, period. The sale is bought. You can look at the end of Reish Lama Dalet, the last sif, the attacker might mean that nothing was doing. But here it says that Shnei Mikhoin Laksabim, it means that they both have a right to be Choyzim.
You can't use it for you
yourself. If it's you cannot use it unilaterally, correct, because if you're going to use it, your Shtamshis might be a problem, correct. Correct, but you do have a kinyan. The nafka mina is over there. Let's say, like I said, you purchase it from a goy. A nafka mina would be, there was a case, brought down in the Mordechai, other cases, where you purchase something and then you were makadash anisha with it. You purchase this ring and you thought it to be gold and you found out later on it was silver and you were makadash anisha already. And now you'd rather not be mevat to the Mecca because it retroactively was never yours. Then you had, there was no kedushin and you run into problems. So therefore, this buyer, even though he was ripped off, would like to keep the mekach, and the Mordechai is mevor that the kedushin is a kedushin because he decided to keep it, and it wasn't pshat. There was nothing doing. There was no deal. There was a deal. The deal was on this ring. It wasn't the ring that you ordered. Good, but you had a kinyan, and until you mevat to the mekach is kaim. And over there, the seller would not want to be mevat to the mekach because he benefited. He was supposed to deliver gold, and he delivered silver instead. So he won't be mevat to the mekach either. Obviously, you have to ask him if you know about it, because maybe he would. But there was talking about he didn't know about it. And the metzias was a kedushin was a kedushin. Okay, let's continue here, and I don't want to belabor this point more. But when I get back, we'll see more concepts and more examples. But let's continue in the mechaba. Now, so far we have Shnei Minim, and then we have the second dagger called Mocha Yafis V'Nimtzu Rois. The third case of the Mechab is going to bring is Mocha Loi Rois. If someone sells Rois, V'Nimtzu Rois, and they taka are Rois. Or Yafis V'Nimtzu Yafis, he sells Yafis and they taka are Yafis. Everything seems to be fine. But the problem was, is Ava Pisha Inim Yafis Shein L'Malamam. I went into the store and I said, I want good quality apples. Now let's say there are two types of good quality apples. There's A and double A, or whatever it is. Or I want a good quality, piece of furniture, whatever it is, a good quality suit. And they are in good quality. There are different daggers. And I claim, when I got it, look, I know you gave me this suit, but I wanted, when I intended really was the top quality. When I said good quality, I meant the quality which is no higher quality than that. And you didn't deliver me that. You delivered me yafis, but it wasn't ava pishenam yafis shein lamalamem. They weren't the best yafis they were. There was still a grade above it. Or v'loy rois shein lamatamem, where you delivered rois, but they weren't the worst type of an item. They were even worse. And the seller is saying that I was ripped off because I intended, when we made the deal, I intended to give you sticky with the worst, and I gave you now rois, but they weren't the worst. I want to tie them back up twice because this is what wasn't what I intended to deliver. V'yesh or no'ashtos, and even if there is a no'ashtos, there's a discrepancy of a sixth orphan price, ein echad mehem yochol laksaboy, either party cannot be chayzah. Elokano or maksa or no'ah. He's koina, and all he has to do, the only recourse is to be maxed to the no, which is hilchos no and reish chav zayin. And the svara is because the seller could back, or the buyer, whoever it is, could say, since you did not stipulate, and I'm muxik, let's say we'll take the case of yofis, and they weren't the best. And the lokeik is complaining, look, I ordered, when I said yofis, I meant the best. Or the seller could say, since you said yofis, and this is deemed as yofis as well, and I'm muxik in your money, I could claim that the intention of the deal was to go through with these yofis. And therefore, since I'm muxik, like we discussed last week, I'll win. Or if let's say rois, and they weren't the worst, and the seller's coming and saying, look, I wanted to call back the deal because I intended to give you the worst rois, the lokeik is muxik in the item, he could say, no, we intended to go through with this deal. Since it was stam rois, we didn't know it could carry both interpretations, I could say that the interpretation was for this type of rois, not the worst, and if I'm muxik, and I could win, and the mekak will be kind. Oh, that is a very good point, and that is exactly what I would like to discuss tonight. The shaila was is as follows: that l'chayra, here you have a machaba which says that we were off on the shtus, right? Let's say the perfect yafis suit is $700, and yafis tam suit is $600, and I got in there and I paid you $700, and you delivered me this $600 suit. So the machaba says, look, we can say that the intention of the deal was supposed to go through at the $600 suit. That's what the deal was for. You were off in price. The machaba says it's a regular halacha of anah. We're off on 1/6. The halacha is you give back the anah, which is $100. The shaila is, why don't we say damim mudim? We had a concept we discussed last week, that if the sale price could be indicative of what I purchased it for, or what item I was really purchasing. In this case, if I paid you $700, that was the deal, so why isn't that a raya that I wanted the best possible suit, the top quality suit? And by you giving me the second quality, even though it's great, but it's not the $700 suit I intended to purchase, why isn't that a raya? Why isn't Damu Mudim a raya that I wanted the best suit, and that should be a Mekak Tois just from that? L'chayra, it's a problem here. L'chayra, it would seem from this machava that a shtus is not enough to establish Dama Mediyah. The top quality is 700.
He usually always sells at 700.
Right. And the second quality is 600. And he paid 700. So why isn't that a raya? By him paying 700, it should be a raya that he wanted the top quality suit, and therefore it should be a Mekak Tois because he was delivered the second stage.
What if he always wears a $600 suit?
Because it look air? And the seller knows that?
Yeah.
So then you have
an economy.
You'll have the other, right? 100% good point. We had a concept last week that if you can tell the shteg of the lokeach, the minig is that he always wears, or he uses, or he's a farmer, or he's a butcher, and he always uses it for a specific application, that is the best raya, his minig. So in this case, if you see he always wears $600 suits, he has an economy, that will be a raya. But in absence of that, let's say you don't know, he buys both, or you don't know his minig, and he paid you $700, why isn't Dama Medim that he wanted that suit? And the only possible terzachar is, you have to come to the conclusion that a shtus is not enough for Dama Medim, which is a problem. Which is a makloikas rishonim. How far apart do the two prices have to be till we know for sure, till we can ascertain that he was zicha, wanted that item? The difference between shor l'shchita and shor l'charisha, the difference between an animal that you purchase for plowing, an animal you purchase for shechting, how far of discrepancy does it have to be, how wide, to know for sure that you wanted this one and not that? And that's a makloikas rishonim. There are three Dargis in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that it has to be mamish double, has to be b'chdei she'ena das toya. Everyone knows it's impossible to make such a mistake. No one's ever going to pay $1,200 for a $600 suit. It's double. It's b'chdei she'ena das toya. That's one Dargis in the Rishonim. But Rav Rishonim, the way we paskin, the way the Achronim Neman, is that we don't paskin like those Rishonim. There's a second stage which holds that all you need is a shtus. Now they say a lashon shtus v'yes mishtus, but l'chayit all they mean is as long as it's off by yishtus, that is enough. And then there's a third set of rishayin who have even pachas mishtus already could be a raya, even though it's so small of a difference. If one is 600, one 650, and you paid 650, that itself will be a raya. Even though we don't say that maybe the person really was intending to buy a $600 suit, but he was toya pachas mishtus, which is normal that people are toya. They hold that that's enough of a raya. We don't pass like that either. Partially we pass like this middle daga, that if you're off by ishtos, and people generally do not make a mistake of ishtos, so if I decided to pay $700 for this item, must be I wanted a $700 item. I didn't want a $600 item and make a mistake and overpay by $100 by ishtos. I intended to buy a $700 item. So why don't we say over here, Dama Mudiyam? And what's even more shver is that Bishlam of the Machaber doesn't say anything before, but there's a diak in the end of Reish Lamed Beis in the Tur that he holds that even the shtos is Dama Medim. And here the Tur says the same exact lashon over here, that if you off by a shtos, the nekek has kaim, and all you do is max of the yonah. Which would seem that there is no Dama Medim by a shtos. This is a problem. I don't have a truth for this. It's a problem. Once we're on the topic of Dama Medim with the amounts, I would like to expound upon a little bit, because we didn't really address it last week. Is what happens if you'll have a case where one item is $600, one item is $1,000, and you paid $750, or make it easier. One item is $600, one item is $700, let's go in the other extreme. Sorry. One item is $600, let's go back to the other case. One item is $600, one item is $1,000, and you ended up paying $650, or even $700. It's mavun the rishonim that even though you didn't pay the exact amount, but if you have a choice of where to go, do we go lean towards 600 and you made a mistake of up to ishtus, or do you lean towards 1,000 and say you made a mistake of yoisim ishtus? We first are toilet to say that you made a mistake pachas mishtus, and there would be dama madim to say that you purchased a $600 item. And had you paid, let's say in that case, $900, it would be a raya that you were purchasing the $1,000 item, and the seller made a mistake of pachas mishtus down to $900, rather than saying that you really were interested in the $600 item and you overpaid by yoisim mishtus. If you have a choice of how to be tailored, you don't need to hit the ball on the head. You don't have to mamish get the exact amount. As long as you're closer to this end by pachas mishtus, and on the other end it's yoisim mishtus, we could be tailored that you're interested in buying this item on pachas mishtus. Had it been, let's say, 600 and 1,000, and you paid $750, there, it's not mavur, there could be that there is no dama medim. Because since both sides, even though you're closer to 600, both sides is off by yoisim mishtus, anyway you're making a mistake of yoisim mishtus, maybe you made the mistake this way rather than that way, even though it's a harder mistake to make. But if you're off on pachas mishtus one way and yoisim mishtus the other way, we do lean you and we say that you're interested in pachas mishtus. So too you could have if you overpay. Let's say you have an item 600 and 1,000, you paid 1,100. Again, that's the chakotik, maybe it's even more partial. I don't have to hit the number on the head. I don't have to say, punk, I wanted 1,000. If you're overpaid, clearly you are interested in buying the $1,000 product rather than the $600. And once that's the case, we can take it to an extreme. We can say, let's say you have a case, one item is 6 and one item is 7, and I paid 8. Or one item is 600 and one item is 650, and I paid 750. So even though the two items are close to each other, they're off by each other less than mishtos, but what I actually paid was 750, and to 600 I'm off by yoisim mishtos, and to 650 I'm off by pachas mishtos, we will be toiler that you were intended to buy the 650 item, and that will be grounds to claim a mekar tois. But getting back, from let's say one item is 6, one is 650, and I paid 750. From the 600 item, I overpaid yoisim. Had I intended to buy the $600 item, I paid 750, I'm off by yoisim mishtus. A shtus of 600 is only $100. So if I paid 750, I overpaid. Had I intended to buy the 650 item, I overpaid by more than a shtus. We arrive, therefore, that I intended to buy the 650 item and I only overpaid by $100 on 650, which is pachas mishtus, and that would be a raya. I intended to buy that. But getting back to this machaber, we should say dama medim on the shtus. Elamai, you're going to have to come to a conclusion from the machaber that shtus is not enough. Maybe he needs yoisim mishtus, maybe he needs double. Pasha's Dama Medim is across the board. It's not enough for mum, it wouldn't be enough for anything. If I buy something and you could say it's defective and up to a shtos of a difference, let's say you can have irregulars. So irregulars are $7 and an irregular is $6 or something like that, and I paid $7, it wouldn't be a right that I wanted that item rather than the other or anything like that, because from the Mechabit's Mavur, that shtos is not enough to be indicative of what I wanted. It's not enough of discrepancy to prove my intention.
As relates to Zamadim, is it relevant at all whether he gives them the money in advance or gives it to Mishas?
No. There is no difference whether he paid or not. It's how the deal was structured. If he structured the deal for 700, whether he paid or not, the deal structure should show what the intention was. The structure of 700 should show that he really wanted to buy a $700 item.
So it's partial for Rahaba that if he said specifically, I want the best that is none better.
If he said, I want best and none better?
Yeah, instead he gave him the one level, and even though it's
still
considered
yafis,
it would be a
mechaber. Oh, that is the Ramah. Let's hold on. Let's see the Ramah. So far we have three cases. Shnei minim, yafis v'rois, and a stam yafis, which could be interpreted in two ways. Do I mean the best, or I mean the second best? Now the Ramah is going to take about a case, and here's where really maisim b'chol yoyim. He's going to give a case of yafis v'yafis. Attack a little inferior, but to the hamayin am, generally people aren't so makpid. And the case is as follows. Hagah, mokhalei basa b'chazaka shumin ayal musuris. He sold him basa thinking that it was steer. It was an ox which was castrated, and which obviously is a better tasting meat. He was told that today most meat, I don't know, you can be Mavara, but most meat today is from animals which were castrated, veal for sure, but that's how it is. It does taste better. V'nimsa she'enu musuris, but it came out that it was not musuris. V'nimsa she'enu musuris, and it came out to be not castrated, and therefore it's slightly inferior in the taste. So Mufunik could tell the difference, and it was makpid on musuris. The halacha is, Dr. Ramah, hamekach is kayim. Since they both are classified as yofis, they go into the category of yofis, even though it's clearly not my intention. I said I want ayo musuris, and you delivered me ayo she'enu musuris. Still, it's a mekach hiskayim. The halacha just says, umak zoloi oinosai. Now, Achrenim point out that it's lab dafka ono, which means a shtus. Even if you offer him one penny, you have to give back, because not to get into a no, but basically the reason why normally pachas mishtus is a mechila is because people generally make a mistake up to mishtus and it's acceptable mistake or moicha. Here there is no grant. There's no reason why we made this mistake. If I said lehedya musuris and you delivered me the wrong item, it's a clear blatant mistake. And if you offer even on one penny, avad, you're going to have to give me back the difference. But the mekach is kain. The mekach is kain because there's no grounds for mekach tois mitzad shnei minim or mitzad even yofis v'rois, because it's really yofis v'yofis. They're both the same item, comparable items. And here we have today, we can go through, you order a couch and it's a slightly different material. Or you order svarim shrunk and it's slightly different. You order a chair and it's slightly defective. You order a car, you can go keseda v'keseda, like these things. If it's considered yofis in the market, and it's something that the Moinam would not differentiate between the two, that's considered yofis v'yofis and the mekach is kaim. If there is a price difference, you would have to obviously adjust the price because you didn't deliver. It's not a way to make money. Oh, whenever you order, let's say, the best oranges, I'll always give you the second best and I'll keep the difference. If I could, I'll always charge you for the best. Now let her do that. But you'll have to give back the difference in price, but the mekach will be kaim because it's both yofis for yofis.
So if I order a blue car and somebody gives me a green car?
That's a very good marshal. Colors is a very good marshal. It's a sensitive thing. If a person orders, let's say, a piece of furniture, his room, the color scheme is blue, and he ordered a furniture, I had such a mice, and he ordered furniture, it's supposed to be a bluish tint of furniture, and the guy delivered green. Doesn't fit the room. There, I would say that's yofis v'rois. It's clearly that when I intended to buy blue, I didn't want green. I was supposed to match the room, and that would be yofis v'rois. Now, but if it will be something which people are not so makpid on, or let's say you don't have to match it to other things, yes, I don't know about colors and cars. You have to ask people and take a statistics. You have to take a poll to see if people are makpid, how makpid they are. But if it's generally the people are not makpid on the difference in color, there's a slight variation. Let's say you order something that you ordered glossy, and glossy pictures, and it came out to be matte pictures, or vice versa. Again, I don't know, but it could be that the Hamoin Am is not so makpid on the difference. They're not makpid on the difference, and that might be like yofis. It's true, maybe one is better, and you wanted that, but if the Hamoin Am is not makpid, even when they order glossy and they get matte pictures, they take it, and they don't order reprints on that, then that would be yofis or yofis, and all you get back is a price differential.
And I mean, even if it says the fares, I'm not taking it. I'm writing the contract. I won't take it if you don't give me exactly what I asked for.
If he's mass and he says I won't take it. Let me just go to the next step, 1 second, and I'll take questions on this. Is in Machabes, the Ramah continues, Elim ken yudua, unless it was known, and that was the case, like I had, like the color scheme of the room, Elim ken yudua shalokeg istinis, that he is an istinis, he's fine, he was really makbid, shayna oichu klau bosa ayo shayna musuris, avuadim b'kol kiyayitza b'zeh. If you know for sure that this lokeg is an istinis, if you can prove it later on that for him, the difference in color is worlds apart, he needed blue and you gave him green, or he needed a blue car for some reason and he got green, and you know the person is an istanis, yes, that will be a mekatois. But if it's a normal person that you cannot prove he's an istanis, and it's something that the Amoinam generally does not differentiate between the two, even though you specified blue and you got green, or you specified I wanted maple wood and I got oak wood, or something like that, something which is comparable, I wanted, etc. Well, you can give other examples, but whatever it is, it will be these type of cases, would be Yafis with Yafis, and the Mecca has come, and all you have to give back is the price difference.
You like what is Yafis with Yafis? It's more that it's Mecca close, than it didn't talk to Mecca.
Sorry, what case?
You like what is Yafis with Yafis, Yafis with Royce, green to blue. It's not Yafis with Royce.
It might be Shnei Minim. If the Hamoinam is Makbid on the two, then we can make it even into Shnei Minim. But again, it wouldn't be Batal by itself. You would need a schus to be mavata the mekach. You need to be tevei and follow that complaint, like we discussed earlier. It's not that the mekach is bottled by itself. If two colors are differences like wine and vinegar, or gold and silver, in a kanami, that would be like shnei minim, and both sides could back out. Generally speaking, I don't think the seller cares whether he sold you blue furniture or green furniture. And therefore, from the seller's point of view, I don't know if he would have a right to be mavata the mekach. And if I could hold you a second, let's go back to the svaras we said before, and here could be a nafka mina. If you have shnei minim, what is the reason by shnei minim the seller could back out? So he said that there's makhlekes rishonim. Some say because the seller was also cheated, because he intended on delivering apples and he delivered a stereo, so for him he was cheated. Other rishonim say stam that because it was so wide apart, there was something inherently wrong with the sale, because you ordered one item and you got a different item, that alone is grounds for both parties to back out, because something inherently wrong in this mekach. Well, let's go to the color code. Let's say the guy ordered blue furniture and he got green furniture, and let's say he's an istanis, so you know for sure he's makbid on it. So from his end, there will be grounds for mekatois and olokeks. And from the meicher's end, if the only reason why the meicher could back out is because he was cheated, I don't think the meicher cares if he sold you blue furniture or green furniture. What? So from his, sorry? But he didn't get cheated. There is no akpod. If you'll take a poll from the seller's point of view, they don't really care unless someone else ordered the green and you flipped it and now you got messed up somewhere else. But let's say that wasn't my case, Granda.
No, that would work out fine.
Yeah,
but you get stuck with something.
And a kanami. But let's say it's not and he gave you the thing. He really doesn't care which from Micah he attached to the furniture or not. It doesn't make a difference to him. So from his end, he was never cheated. So if you need him to be cheated to back out, he wasn't cheated. He cannot back out. If it's just because it's worlds apart and that itself is grounds for Mecca toys, and let's say we can establish that everyone's makbid from blue to green, not just the person because he needed it for a room, but everyone's makbid, so that would be shnei minim, where the seller is not cheated, so that would be tolein makhlekes rishonim. If you need the seller to be cheated to back out, he was not. If you need it just to be shnei minim and it's worlds apart, it was, and the seller would have a right to back out as well. But from the lokeg's point of view, if he's makbid, if he's an istanis, then it's fine and he could back out. Just want to point out one difference between the end of Reish Lama Beis and Reish Lama Gimel is here the Ramah says Elam Ken Yudua, it is known Shalakech Istanish Eino Eiko Klau Basa Au Sheino Mesuris Vodim Kol Koyetza, but that is enough to Tainan Mekach Toys. At the time of the sale, I did not know he was an Istanis. I first found out that he was Istanis later. He came to me with his medical records, whatever it was, and he came to me and he proved to me that he's usually Makbid on this and he has Eidim that he's Makbid on it. Then about it will be grounds for a Mekach Toys because he's an Istanis. Sorry? An allergic, correct, very good. Or it could be, let's say, he could prove that his room was blue and he was ordering it for this specific room, whatever it was. There the Ramah says, as long as it's Yudua in the veld, that's enough to be a Mekach Tois. Going back to Simon Reish Lama Beis at the end, we had a case where the minig of the lokeach, let's say he was normally a farmer, so he normally purchases animals to plow. And you sold him an animal which was a wild animal which is not fit for plowing purposes, it's only fit for shechita. And it was not known at the time of the sale that he was a farmer. The Mechaber says it is not a mekach tois. In order to say that it's a mekach tois, you have to know, and the seller has to know. The Lashon Mechaber is v'ameicha makirei. Where is it? Here. V'malakeich enu ragu liknos elu l'charisha v'amoichem makiru, and he knows at the time of the sale, he recognizes the custom of the lokeach, and he knows that the lokeach only wants it for planning purposes. He knows that this guy is a farmer, then it's a mekach tois. Had he not known at the time of the sale, and subsequent to the sale, he could prove that he has a farmer's license, whatever it is, that won't be enough to tain a mekach tois.
He said it specifically.
Very good. That is a chilek. But the kasha is, how come over there do you need the seller to know the minhag of the lokeach at the time of the sale? And here it's enough if the lokeach can prove his need later on. And the chilek is like you said, l'chari, that's a pashat chilek, although achrenim are mesupik on this, I think it's a pashat chilek. Is that over there, you purchase something stam. It has two applications, cipher shkita, cipher radia. We don't know what it was. You would like to claim it's for this. Well, when in the stam mechira and the moicher is muchzik, the moicher could say, look, the sale was really done for something else. The sale was really done for shechita. And you can't force and structure the sale or restructure the sale saying it was done for radya, for plowing purposes. Because at the time of the mechira, it was done stam, and I had the right to interpret that means shechita. So later on that you could find out, we know that you're a farmer, it's too bad. It's unfortunate you're a farmer, but it was a farmer who purchased an animal for shechita. Because at the time of the sale, it was stam, and I interpreted this to mean shechita. Here, it's talking about a person who explicitly said, I want an ayom maseris. I want a maseris. Normally, for the world, for the veld, let's say the difference between maseris and a maseris is so little, it's not grounds for a mekach tois. But it's clear the mechir was done for maseris, for an ayom maseris. Later on, if you could prove that you are makbid, you're an istanis, and for you, any maseris is not comparable, then it's a clear mekach tois. There's no suffix, there's no mistake to be made what the sale was done for. It was definitely done for Masuris. The Shaila is, what you got, is that comparable? For a person who's an Isthmus, who could prove that he's Isthmus, even later on, it's not comparable, and therefore will be grounds for Mekach Tois, even though the seller did not know about it at the time of the sale.
Maybe, for example, of a slightly defective chair, wouldn't that be the Aloha Rishon and Basic?
No, if it's slightly defective, I meant to say it was a different type of a chair. If it was a defect in the chair, that would be a mum, and that's Taka Reish Lam Veis Evov, Hiskima B'nai Medina. But let's say you ordered a chair which has a certain type of a material, a certain type of a style, and you got a slightly different style chair. So you have to know, are people generally makbid? It might be generally makbid to complain, Stamazai, because we live in a different society. And a Khanami, that would maybe be enough. But it could be so insignificant that it's considered comparable. You ordered one type of, like I said, with pictures, or a Svarmschrank. You ordered a Svarmschrank, it was supposed to be, let's say, one style or one type of texture or mat and glass, and you got something different. You would have to know what the Hamainam is. Normal people are makbid on this difference, then it's Shnei Minim or Yafis Verois. If normal people are not makbid on it, then it's Yafis for Yafis, and you'd only have to give back the difference.
And what happens if you actually didn't get into your house yet? It's still in the truck.
So it was never delivered, you never made a Ma'isa Kinyan.
Do you have any problem with borrow, like that?
Okay. Well, let's take, if you never made a Ma'isa Kinyan, you could anyway back out. And if you ask for a specific item, you don't have a Misha Baruch, because you could say before he delivers you, you don't want to make a Kinyan on this item. You want to make a Kinyan only on a good item. Could be there, you would not have a Misha Baruch. But once you mention Misha Baruch, let's take the flip end. Let's take a case, the other side, where I ordered wine and you delivered me vinegar. I ordered your office and you delivered me rice. It is a Mekach Tois. Can I force the seller to now deliver me your office? Or now deliver me wine? The halacha is no. Because since I never made a kinyan, all I did was pay, and mois is not koinis. So the seller has no obligation, or at least I'm not koinis any yayin by him, and his only obligation is limited to a fact, like, let's bring back time. All I did was, is walked into the store, paid for yayin, nothing took place yet. So his chiv to me is only midin mishapara, it's not actionable in Bezdin. His din is only a mishapara, because I paid for it, and he's now let back out. Had I not paid yet, it's not even a mishapara, it would only be a mechusar amana, because we made up to buy yayin. And if he'd like, he doesn't have to give me the yayin. It will be a mechus haman. It's not a thing that should be avoided, obviously. But I cannot force him to sell me the yayin, or force him to give me this piece of furniture, or the furniture that I ordered, or force him to give me the yayin, or whatever it is. I cannot do that because it was never a kinyan made. It was only mois given. Or if I didn't pay yet, it's not even that. It was only a word, and he'd be limited to mechus haman.
But
probably. Probably. If it was Reis and Nimtzu Yofis and you cheated the seller, I mean, even though that wasn't your intent, it was a mistake, probably Medina Veda, if it's worth more, I could zicha say, if it's worth more, I would say that you have a din mitzad Hashavas Aveda to notify the seller that he delivered you a better item, and if you'd like to keep the deal, fine. If you'd like to back out, Fine. The chayot should be within, like any other aveda, that person loses money or value.
Unless you can sort of figure out, unless it seems that it's a matam.
If it's Bekleisha in Adas Toya, it's impossible for him to make such a mistake, then we can jump to the conclusion. That must be it was Michael that gave it to me in Matana, which was what? Sorry? Bedil and Zahav, we're talking about there was a guy who sold it. It was a mistake. Sorry? Right, the middleman never knew. Right, if the middleman never knew, if the seller never knew, if it's a Bekdesha Adas Toya, which normally that's the case, and a Kanai, if it's a Bekdesha Ein Adas Toya, if something's so blatant and he couldn't have made the mistakes, obviously he's giving me a matana. Let's finish up the Ramah, there's one more line here. Makaloi Kesef, Becheskes Kesef Tzoruf, Vinimtsa Kesef Sigim, if he sold Kesef, which is supposed to be pure, and it came out to have impurities in it, which people are makbits, so it's like Yofis Verois, the Ramah says, it's a Shver Ramah, HaMekach Kaim, the Mekach is Kaim, Umax Aloyono, and his only recourse is to get back the difference, Dako Min Kesef, because it's still Kesef, still a Min Kesef, and everyone jumps on him, the Shach, the Goyin, and the Shuvis jump on him, who cares, it's Min Kesef, but it's Yofis Arois. If I order grade 8 oranges, and give me grade B oranges, so that's Yofis Arois, that itself should be grounds for Mekach Toys, and it all. So that's a suggestion, some say, but there could be a course in purifying it. There's problems, suggestions here for the remote, but to take the remote literally, to say that when you order one item and you get an inferior item, to say that the Mecca is kind. Sorry?
Considering the
if it's only a small amount of impurities, then in a Hanami, maybe that will go under, like you just said, a Yofis for Yofis. But good, but basically what you're suggesting is to restructure this Ramah. But you can't take the Ramah at face value. You can't say that when you have one and you get an inferior product, which is Min Kesef, the Mecca Kaskayim, it won't be Kayim because it will be Yofis, the Nimtu Royce, it will be grounds for Mecca Toys. Let me just throw out at you to finish up, is basically what happens if you order from a grocery store and you ordered Cheerios or Cocoa Puffs and you got a Hamisha brand or... how about if you ordered the Hamisha brand and you got Cheerios and Cocoa Puffs? That might be Shnei Mina, that might be Yofis Verois, depending on what the Hakpadas B'nai Medina is, and that will be a grounds for Mekach Toys. If it's something comparable, it's like Al Masuris, then the Mekach would be Kaim, and you don't have to give back the difference. If the Hamisha brand is worth more and you had no intention of paying more, for you Cheerios is just fine, maybe even better, then obviously for that itself might be grounds for Mekach Toys. But just food for thought.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.